Welcome to another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kias and the Fifth General. What's going on, man?
What's good? Good to be here. So good to be here, man. Yeah, man.
Let me get my sounds ready.
Yes.
Brother, we got ourselves a rap war.
Yeah, man.
It's been a very long time since we've had two currently active heavyweight stars doing diss records towards each other seriously.
It's been a while,
It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, you look at all the achievements that Drake has had in his career, and then you look at all the achievements that Kendrick has had, and they have a catalog of material, both quality music, on both sides, probably in the game the same amount of time, you know? And so this is very similar to Jay-Z and Nas in that sense. But I do think this is looked at a little differently, but similar. So it's looked at similar, but different in a certain way. This has been, from a musical standpoint, from a hip-hop standpoint, we understand the sport of hip-hop. Right?
Yeah.
Just the sport of it, just the competitive sport of it. We know that battling is part of rap culture.
Yes.
As long as nobody get hurt, you know, we don't want nobody getting hurt, you know.
Right.
That's different. But in terms of entertainment, this has been quite the show. And it's been a while since a diss track really got my attention, because people do diss tracks and I'm like, eh, it's all right. And you know, when me and you, when me, you and Cinema did the Round Circle, around that time we had Drake versus Meek Mill and then Drake versus Pusha T.
Yeah.
So we've had that around that time. And then now here we are.
Yes.
And, pretty much people already know this whole thing. You know, I had to be informed on this because I don't actively listen to Drake like this, but I had to be informed that there's been sneak dissing between Drake and Kendrick for years that people didn't really didn't pick up on in the beginning. Well, at least they thought they were sneak disses.
Right.
They may be like a bar here and there.
Yes.
You know, and somehow J. Cole got in the mix, and, you know, all three of these artists have worked together. They've been on tracks together, you know. So they all are familiar with each other, but they're competitive. And I don't think it's so much as, oh, I'm caring about this guy, so I gotta outdo him. It's more of the level that he's at, I gotta step my game up too. So it basically kept them sharp.
You know, healthy
it's that healthy competition.
Right.
And I think a lot of us on the outside assume it was friendly competition, you know, because every rapper, once they get in the game, they want to be the greatest.
Yes. So
others want that too. So then you have to compete for who's going to be the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want the conversation about you being the greatest, then that would mean that, yeah, you have to compete on some level. And they understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Battle it, man. Yeah. Man. You know, when I think about hip hop battles, there's a lot of artists that over the years I've seen heard battling. You know, you got Eminem and Benzino. You had man. Then you had One of my favorite battles was when LL Cool J and Cannabis. Several years ago, way back then. And just the list goes on of rap wars and rap battles. And like I said before, like you said before, it's competitive to a point where who can outdo each other? Some people will say, well, Kendrick Lamar got it. And I don't know. I haven't heard nobody say that Drake had it yet. But I thought, but this is what I'm going to say. I thought it was very unique that Drake used the Tupac voice and used the Snoop Dogg.
It was artificial, though. It was AI.
AI voice. That's what I'm going to say. AI voices to compete. It was very unique. I heard he got sued over that. Like, no, not really sued over that, but just he had to take it down. But I heard it was very unique because I heard it. I just had to listen to it because it was just very, I just want to see how advanced AI got and how he was able to use that artificial intelligence, use that voice. Because back then he wasn't able to do it. Back then he was not able to do that back then. Yeah. Now with AI, with the advancement of AI, if you want to make a record, if you want to sound like somebody, you can.
I hate that. I'm sorry, I'm gonna get a mic to you, but I just want to mention this.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Mm. I don't like the fact that you could artificially do that, and you get props for that as a hip hop MC. Like the MCs of my era, your era, would never think that's cool.
No, you know what they say? They would be like, "That's corny. You're biting. Stop using this voice. Why don't you be yourself?" Yo, and let me tell you something. And I'm gonna say this: the golden era of hip hop.
Yeah.
Everybody was unique. Had their own sound. Had their own voice. Everybody. And you can tell when a Kara's One record was playing. You could tell when a Big Daddy Kane record was playing. You could tell when a Vince Marquee record were playing because they had their own beats and they had their own sound. Had their own beats and their sound. It was no auto tone. That was not there. That didn't exist. No auto tone. But then again, I stand corrected because the R&B, with the style of own voice. Roger Zap, California, the guy that's in California Love, and he did, it was a feature California.
Roger Zap is the singer.
Roger Zap. He was original, synthetic voice.
The voice box.
But back then, that was very
Roger Troutman, different. That's his name. Roger and Zap.
Roger Troutman. To rest his soul. But that right there was very, back then, that was a unique thing back then. Very unique thing. And, but I don't know. Can I say Drake and, if you listen to the battle between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Lamar sounds like himself. Definitely sounds like himself.
Yes, he does.
His lyrical style is himself. You can tell when the Kendrick Lamar record comes on, you can tell. Automatically, you can tell. But same thing with Drake, too. He has his own unique kind of sound. You know, it's not like the trap. They're not like the typical trap artists that sound. These guys are unique in their own way. They have their own unique sound, their own unique beats that they use, and their own unique sound. So, and that's what I have to applaud them. I have to applaud them both because they have their own unique sound and their own unique voice. it's a battle that's been floating through YouTube. And I had to listen to it because it was all over YouTube. If you listen, go down there, you go on YouTube, you listen to Drake's battle, and you listen to Kendrick Lamar's battle. And I only listened to a little bit. I'm so busy. I only listened a little bit to each one of them. And I heard Kendrick Lamar's son, and I heard Drake's. I heard your race and everything. And yeah, could you remind? His lyrical delivery was great. So was Drake's too. So was Drake's too. Gotta give it to him.
Yeah.
But I know he wanted to come with something different though, with that AI voice, the AI voice of Snoop Dogg and Tupac.
Tupac is dead, so I find that even more disrespectful.
Tupac is
dead respectfully, right? So that's where I find that the most disrespectful. You didn't get permission for a former verse that he's done, or the permission to use his likeness, which is AI. Secondly, you involve another rapper's voice who's friends with Kendrick, who has no involvement, which is Snoop. So you do that. What if Kendrick thought that was real? And then now he's calling out Snoop.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that didn't happen. But I also want to keep in mind that a YouTuber, well, maybe not a YouTuber, but a guy on social media did a AI diss using Kendrick's voice before Kendrick even responded. That's what started this whole thing. That's what started people thinking that the Kendrick one was official.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was called One Shot.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was AI. That was somebody AI in a Kendrick voice. And this is why I don't like this. I don't like that AI has gotten this good, where you could just take somebody's voice. I feel like this is an even bigger problem. And maybe this has nothing to do with the show, but we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I feel that AI is going to be a tool, if it hadn't already, is going to be a tool to incriminate someone.
It will. Yeah. If they really want you.
Yeah. You have the other AI, which is called deepfake. They call it deepfake, where they could put your face, digitalize it on another person's body. That's AI. See, this is the kind of, as AI and CI, computer intelligence, but this is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that is going to be something that's going to be used to incriminate someone if it hasn't already. I don't like that. Right. I don't like it coming into hip hop. I don't like it in general, but I don't like it coming into hip hop like this. I understand that hologram. I understand that the hologram method that we've seen at certain concerts is AI.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat that a little differently because I'm going to treat that a little differently. But the problem is when AI becomes irresponsible, this is what we got. I don't like that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I seen the what's it called? On stage, I seen the ODB gram on stage. I seen the hologram of ODB on stage. There was a hologram of Tupac on stage, I believe, before too as well. AI is getting good. It's been getting good. It's been advancing in many things, and I see that it's going to be an AI takeover because I was on a plane traveling back to from Puerto Rico to New York last February. And well, this guy, that's he's an IT. He said, this brother told me straight up that you better start advancing your technology skills. You better start, because AI is taking over certain jobs. AI is taking over certain people's stream of income. They're only advancing every day. AI is advancing, not just one day, but every day it's advancing to a point where you can take somebody's voice, and it's already doing it already. taking people's voices. Now they're taking people's face and image. And if they want you down, all they got to use is the AI. And guess what? You'd be sitting, feeling that, and you know you didn't do nothing wrong, but in a way, they wanted to incriminate, like you said before, they wanted to incriminate you, so they got you waiting on trial. Or let's say somebody want to set you up on your job. So you got to go to a step one hearing or some kind of hearing. So you're suspended until further notice, making you lose money. So It's scary. It's not really, I'm just saying that I'm not surprised, because ChatGTP is already taking over a lot of secretarial jobs. That's going to be happening. That's going to happen. It's going to happen.
People are using that to write books.
Yes. Yes. Actually,
I found that out recently.
Actually, I used ChatGTP a few times already myself. People, believe it or not, I know we're on YouTube, believe it or not, people are using ChatGTP to write their descriptions. Every time they create videos, you can use ChatGTP to write your descriptions. All you got to do is put in keywords, and boom, less than 2-3 minutes, you already have a generated script, professional description of your video. Yes, they're using AI. Yep, and there's people in foreign countries that don't even speak a lick of English using AI to help YouTubers write descriptions. That's all they do all day. Is they use ChatGPT and they use AI in certain things. Now with hip hop, now AI is already in hip hop already. Because as you can see, with the holograms, and now got Drake using the voices. That's a wow. This is how advanced AI got. You can actually grab somebody's voice, and you can use your own lyrics, but actually use somebody's voice to mimic their voice and use them in a song that you written, and people would think that it's the artists themselves. If you don't want to use your own voice, you think your voice is not that great as an artist, all you got to do is pick up somebody's voice that you feel that's better. And the only bad thing about that is that when you do things like that, you can get a lawsuit. When you do things like that, the true test is when you perform in too. Can you use that same voice on stage? Can you use that same voice when you singing in front of people?
Yeah, some would say auto-tuning. Yeah, some would say auto-tuning and think about it. We didn't think about this back then, but auto-tuning is a form of AI because it's computer manipulation, you know? Yeah. So some would say that. I ain't even think of it that way.
You know, when I was recording back then, a few years ago, somebody would say, hey, why don't you auto-tune it? And I'm like, I never like auto-tune on my voice. The only reason why, because to me, I want to sound the way how I sing
live.
I want to sing this. Yeah. I want to sound the same way. So if I'm coming and I'm singing with an auto-tone voice on the album itself, people are gonna expect me to sing the same way how they hear it on the record. So I never like auto-tone, because I don't think it's unique. It's your unique self using a computer-generated voice. And I never did like that, especially when it comes to creating the songs and creating the music. And I never did like that. And it's only one or twice I ever used the auto-tone voice. It was twice, and I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. Maybe some people, they use it over and over again. But I never liked it when it comes to recording. Never did, but this is what, yeah, they've been doing this for the longest time now. Yeah, been doing it for the longest time. But man, this is a battle. I guess it's gonna. I don't know how long this battle is gonna take between Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
I think it's over.
It's over already. Yeah, it's over.
Well, this is my take. My take is, all right. So the two songs that only matter to me, because you know how you have diss records, but then you have that main song that stick out and this main song that stick out. Like for instance, Jay-Z and Nas have a couple of diss records. Yeah. But the round for round that we go by is Jay-Z's Takeover and Nas's Ether. Mm. So in this same lane, Drake's Family Matters track versus Kendrick's Meet the Grams. Mm. Meet the Grams is one of the best diss records I've heard in a long time. Wow. Kendrick showed his lyrical prowess, the concept, the schemes, the metaphors, and everything that he put into this record was ether level. I'm not saying that it's ether, but it's definitely like his ether. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Kendrick Lamar's ether record against Drake. And Drake, in my opinion, he just didn't come tough enough, man. He's not the lyrical competition that can challenge Kendrick. Although he's a good artist.
He's a good artist. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
He's a
yeah.
good artist. He's kind of a triple threat. I mean, it's been a while since he's act, but you know, he can act, he can rap, and he can sing.
Yeah,
So I give Drake that as an artist, but that all goes out the window when we get to this rap battle. And that's what people got to understand. Real hip hop heads know that you could do the moonwalk from 50 feet to 100 feet. But can you get on this mic and give me some bars? That's the question.
That's a fact. Yeah.
And he took his time, because a lot of people were saying, oh, Kendrick's scared because he didn't respond. No, I was hearing that when the diss records first came out, that Kendrick wasn't even in the country. He was on vacation.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, he comes back. And then, you know, he understands his craft. Kendrick comes from the same school of KRS-One, you know, LL Cool J, Cannabis, you know what I'm saying? Kool Moe Dee, Ice Cube, Jay-Z, Nas, Jadakiss, Beanie Siegel. He comes from that stock of MCs.
Right.
And that understand battle music. They understand that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you don't rush nothing like that.
Nah.
I want to remind people, although it was a different time, we consume things a lot quickly, and you can go direct to consumer these days. You don't need a record label to put this out and wait months, and then you got to build up a press run and a budget.
Yeah.
During the Jay-Z and Nas era, you know, it took Nas about a year to drop Stillmatic.
Because
that's Ether premiered on Stillmatic. We had already had a year time with Jay-Z on Blueprint with Takeover, right? So people felt like Nas wasn't gonna respond.
Right.
Well, back then we didn't have SoundCloud and all that type of stuff where you could just upload it and say, boom, here's my diss record.
Right.
These days it's very quick.
Very fast, yeah.
You know? So, you know, when Drake finally dropped Euphoria, people were like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know? You know, and then, you know, we get to where we are now. And then he made a very catchy record. Mm. Not like us. Mm. It's a diss record that's a very catchy record. I mean, they were playing that record on NBA inside the NBA yesterday, you know?
Very catchy record, huh? Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've been playing it in the stadiums.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So but that's what matters.
You dropped some bars. Yeah.
Family matters versus Meet the Grams. And yes, you gotta have these bars. And you know, what we had was bars and personals.
And
it can get ugly in a rap war. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't want nobody getting hurt, and I'm gonna go to this and I'm gonna let you talk. I don't think this is related, but the timing is what it is, and people are trying to say this is related, but I don't believe it. Kendrick had a shootout that happened near his home. Okay? Near his home. They said a person was shot. Okay?
Wow.
They're saying that today, TMZ is reporting today that today's the 8th, right? We're recording on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
That that his security had to stop a trespasser. So people have to be careful.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
About saying, oh, this is part of this.
Right.
I want people to keep this in mind. People have to understand that Drake is a public figure, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he encounters a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if this has anything to do with him. Understand there's people that probably work for him.
Yeah.
I don't think people are taking that in consideration.
Right. Yeah.
There are people who work for him. It could be just a random thing. Sadly, that happens too. I remember when LL Cool J beat the brakes off a guy who broke into his home. I mean, breaks off him.
He knocked him out. Yeah,
and he wasn't in a rat beef at the time.
No,
you know, but this is the kind of stuff that happens. You know, allegedly, not allegedly, but years ago, Rick Ross's car got shot up. Lil Wayne's bus got shot at.
Wow.
So we don't, you know, somebody tried to, do whatever to, a battle rapper by the name of Hitman Holla had an intruder break into his house. His girl was there. She defended herself. You know, she had a gun.
Yeah.
But she ended up getting harmed. But he was out of town and that happened. And he wasn't in no rat beef. And he's a battle rapper. But what I'm saying is you can't blame this on Kendrick and say Kendrick ordered a hit. I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that's Kendrick's thing.
No. No.
You know, and I'm going to get a little deep and then I got to let you go. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The allegations now, because when the personals have come in, so you got Drake trying to accuse Kendrick of being of domestic violence towards his wife. And then Kendrick's like, hey, man, you have a pedophilia linked to your name.
Now,
people don't play with those allegations.
They don't know. It's a serious allegation. Oh, my gosh.
And there's a rumor that the record label reached out to Kendrick and was like, yo, we got to stop these diss tracks because, you know, it's becoming a thing of law now. Although it's lyrics, but, you know, it could be a criminal investigation going on.
Oh, no.
You know, for Drake, you know, for these accusations. And then they're saying that Drake's endorsements heard that this record, and they're like, yo, is this true?
Oh, no.
I'm telling you. Go ahead, Zacchaeus. What's your opinion on that?
Hey, listen, you got to be careful what you say. I know they just want to keep it on wax, but you got to be careful what you say, because what you say can sink a village. What you say can destroy somebody's life. What you say. And now, because you said you said these things, they don't, especially when it comes to that being quote unquote pedophile thing, you know, once you say that, it's a green button for investigation, and for, That's why you gotta be careful what you say, because what you say can incriminate somebody else. What you say can cause damage to somebody else. What you say can destroy your home, destroy somebody's, you know, let's say if they have their wife, can destroy their relationship. So you gotta be mindful and careful of what you say, because if you're not, somebody could really be hurt by that. You jam yourself up, and then somebody else could be hurt. There's somebody else that you're rapping about, you're battling, and you put them with all these allegations in your song, your bars, rapping bars, man. See? And now they're questioning Drake. It's crazy. So be mindful and careful what you say. I know, like you said earlier to me, we were talking off the air, you said, anything could be said, anything could happen when it comes to rap. It was as far as like lyrics, battling back and forth lyrics, it could happen. So, yeah, but you just gotta be careful what you say. Don't say it. If you're not 100% sure, don't say it. But I know it's battling, and sometimes you just say things just because it sounds fly, it sounds hot. Could incriminate him, man. Yeah. Get accused of doing something he didn't do. No.
But you know what?
Yeah.
But if something is true, then you have to be held accountable for that.
Yes.
But I just want people to not just to believe it because someone said it. We got to get some evidence. You know? Don't believe everything that Drake said was true. Or don't believe everything that Kendrick said was true. You know, we don't know this yet. You know,
we don't know.
It's a rap battle, right? But
yeah,
but it's until we have proof, it's just bars. You know what I'm saying? I believe that a person has a right to defend their accuser, to defend themselves against the accuser. Yeah. You know, I believe that in the court system. So I definitely believe that in the court of public opinion. You know what I mean? But if we just talking hip hop, yo, it's getting ugly, man. Getting ugly, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, I titled this Rap War of the Year because, you know, Rick Ross had a response to Drake. You know what I'm saying? And that record he did was cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The track was cool. And then you got Chris Brown and Quavo. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris Brown versus Quavo. But it ain't no nothing compared to Drake versus Kendrick right now. You know what I'm saying?
I
personally don't believe there's gonna be another. I don't think there's gonna be another group of MCs going at it like this of this magnitude for the rest of the year. So yeah, it's May. It's May, but I'm calling it now. This is the rap battle. Right, this is the rap battle of the year. It's a rap war. But this right here
is a rap battle of the year.
Rap battle of the year.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Rap battle of the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to be careful what you say in this, in the name of battles. I know it sounds fly, but be careful because, Kendrick Lamar.
You know, I would say this, though. The fact that we're getting steady music from him right now, even though they're rap tracks, you know, Drake, Kendrick dropped the album last year.
Yeah.
Drake dropped the album. He dropped something not too long ago. He drops quite often. This is why he has so much music. He drops a lot more than Kendrick does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I respect about Kendrick is that he wants to make sure that the product that he's putting out is quality. So he's not going to just put out anything.
Right,
you know, so that's what that is. I wonder if he actually has an album coming soon.
Yeah,
but you know, because just imagine if he had an album out right now when this was going on. Like, if they had both had dropped parallel albums,
yeah,
I mean, that would put even more to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, well, they would. Yeah, that'd be something. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, J. Cole had to apologize. People know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After hearing Meet the Grams, I don't think J. Cole wanted that smoke. So he apologized in the nick of time, you know? You know what I mean? Because I don't think he wanted a song called Meet the Coles. You know what I mean? I don't think J. Cole wanted that. You know what I mean? Meet the Coles. You know? You know, like I said, don't nobody get hurt, but this, what's going on at Drake's house, I think this is a separate issue.
Yeah.
I don't think it just has anything to do with Drake. So I wanted to kind of nail that point home, because I know people are getting in the tabloids and the rumor mills about that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there that go. Hopefully, Drake is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he's safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nothing to happen to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hopefully he's safe. Also, you know, there's an unfair thing being spoken about these two. I'm seeing a vocal narrative from feminists that the only time these guys want to talk about violations in the category of SA and trafficking and all that and human trafficking and stuff like that, and it's only in a rap battle, and they don't do nothing about it outside of a rap battle. I believe that's very unfair. Kendrick himself has talked about the stuff that has happened to him and his music, and I'm pretty sure him being a victim, had to go through a lot just to even come forward with that. Mm-hmm. Not many rappers would admit that something happened to them when they were young. Especially not a male rapper. Now female rappers do this.
Right.
Female artists quite often.
Right.
But male rappers don't just come out and say, oh, they was, you know, whatever as a child by a family member. Like, this is something that Kendrick was transparent about on that last album. And he may have spoke about it sooner, but I can't think of it right now. As far as Drake goes, I don't know. I don't know what he protests against and advocates for outside of music. That I don't know. But I know Kendrick has spoken against the many ills and things that have plagued people, the industry, and all that. He's talked about this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand this rhetoric of, oh, well, they only talking about it because it's a rap battle, but in their personal lives, they don't care about that. That's very disrespectful. It's disingenuous.
It's very
disingenuous, and shame on you. I think a lot of people just get on the net and clout chase. You know what I'm saying?
I see that. I see that, you know, because they're looking for views. They're looking for more subscribers. They're looking for views. But I think, and that's why I say, you, when I hear this news, and I hear it, like, I just don't want to, unless I have concrete information, sometimes I don't like talking about it, unless I have concrete information. And even with that, you got to be like, should I put my energy towards that, to sharing what's happening between them? Or just take your time, do your little due diligence, and come with facts. Don't just run rabbit out the mouth. Well, I think Drake's out there. Do you see Drake's hair? Why is he growing his hair like that? Oh, don't just run and ramble about these two artists and you don't have concrete information. But I guess this is part of the. And I guess this is exciting for hip hop. But the media, but you see what happens, this is what happens though. Let me explain what happens when it comes to battles like this. There's people, I don't know if you call them, I don't know if to call them hip hop police or whatever that come. There's people that sabotage the media, not sabotage, the sabotage of the artists. And then the media portrays the story. And as it could be just a lyrical battle, but the media likes to blow things, some parts of the media like to blow things up more than what it is. Way more than what it is, and to just exaggerate things. Exaggerated to a point where the battle's becoming, the battle, they're making the battle seem like it's very serious, but yet it's not. And these artists got to be careful these days, especially these days when they're, when an artist, a very popular artist, could get not bamboozled, the word is not bamboozled, but just their name traveling all over the place, that they're this and they're that, and they're this and they're that. And then the media comes up with a picture of, and it's not really what it is. Not really what it is. It's just that sometimes artists get like propaganda, you know, propaganda, the word is propaganda. Yeah. A lot of propaganda around certain things. Like I believe back way back then with the East Coast, West Coast battle, the media had a lot, their hand in that situation. The media portrayed it to exploded all way out of proportion. And same thing with Kendrick Lamar and Drake. They could explode it way out of proportion. And it's just two artists that just want to battle and see who's the best. So you got to be, artists got to be careful of that. So people got to be careful of that. They could just exaggerate the story to make it bigger than, to make it more serious than what it is. Got to be careful. There's propaganda out there about a lot of things. Yeah. About a lot of things, yeah. And what do we do as people? You know, people go to be looking at the news and you just take it for what it is. You hear the news, you believe it. But sometimes it's more than meet the eyes, if you know what I mean by more than meet the eyes. Sometimes things is not just what it is. You know, like they say that, they're battling each other. This person got hurt, that person got hurt, and then it goes back to them. Then the media gets it, and then all of a sudden, now, boom, flash news, front cover. You go online, you Google it, the news is front cover. You get it on your phone, the notification, battle turns serious. So
yeah, you don't want that. Yeah. You know what hurt the hip hop community in the 90s was Biggie and Pac's death.
Of course, yep.
And Biggie never did a diss record, but Pac did. You know, he did hit him up with the Outlaws.
Yeah,
but that hurt hip hop because it hurt the money.
Yes,
you can say that it caused a truce.
Yeah.
Between the East Coast and the West Coast as far as rap go, because it's like, oh wow, somebody actually got killed now.
Yeah.
That's the part we don't want. And I feel like we've moved past that. You know,
we did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we don't want something like that repeating. You take away from the art. Hip hop is still an art.
Right. Right.
I don't like the fact that the industry has put out people that smart people would have not put out.
Right.
Let's just say that. There are rappers out here, like you told me in New York, right? Mayor Adams banded drill music, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, we don't want that element in hip hop. We want the fun part of it.
Yeah.
We want the lyrical part of it, the MCing. We want the entertainment part of it. We want all of that.
Yeah.
You know, we want it at its purest and truest form. And when people die over it, that's what messes the game up.
Yeah. And for a long time, with Tupac and Biggie's death, it was a gloom over hip hop because people after that, I remember when Biggie Smalls died, rest his soul, back in March of 1997, that I turn on the radio. My friend called me that day, that Saturday. They called me that Sunday. Back then, I had the rotary phone back then, the rotary phone. He called me that Sunday. And he said that Sunday morning, told me that, yo, you heard the news, man? I was like, what news? Biggie got shot last night. He got shot Saturday night. That's back in 1997. And I'm like, wow. And then sudden, I was like, wow, he died. And then I just turned on the radio. Back then we had the portable radios back then. And it was, I remember people on WBLS crying. I think it was Snoop Dogg or P. Diddy came on the radio and said, this got to stop. I can't believe this got to stop. And people crying. So that right there put a gloom on hip hop because a lot of people were saying that the music was violent. They put the stigma that, oh, it's just not music to get into anymore. And then fast forward, they connected the streets, street life to hip hop. Now saying that hip hop is anybody that wants to become a hip hop artist now, it's like that getting shot and killed. You know, I spoke about, one time I mentioned about King Von and Pop Smoke and certain artists that died violently, man.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. So we don't want to let it just die on easily. Kendrick Lamar, Drake battle, and let it just go. This is die down. It was a great battle, great entertainment, and it just goes smoothly. Nobody gets hurt. That's it. Don't escalate it to something that it don't need to go there. Mm-hmm. Let it just go down, ease off, keep the peace, give peace a chance, keep hope alive. Yeah. You know, and just let it just go into peace smoothly. No, none of this, none of that, you know? Yeah.
All right. I'm going to end the show, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On a good episode, man. We just wanted to give our opinion on it since we both hip hop dudes.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? We both in this culture. So
yeah.
Yeah, man. My last thing. I'm my opinion is, because I know people want to ask, yo, who you think, whatever. In my opinion, like I said, the two records that matter to me, Family Matters versus Meet the Grams. Mm-hmm. I believe that Meet the Grams was the better diss record. So therefore, Kendrick wins that. So that's just my opinion.
Right.
All right. I just want my opinion to go on record because I know somebody's going to be like, yeah, he talked about it, but he ain't say who he got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Zacchaeus, man, any last words before we go and just let them know where they can reach you at?
Yeah, you could definitely reach me. Well, last words is that everything ends in peace. Everything is in peace.
Yeah.
And if you want to end off with it on there, and hip hop is competition. There's going to be always lyricists battling each other. That's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
And you can reach me at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Also, Wayne Baptist Gospel on Instagram. Also, on you can reach me on Wayne. At Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. Hit me up, y'all. God bless.
All right, y'all can reach me at The Fifth General on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's at The Fifth General, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next time on another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth.
Peace.